This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Sam Darnold joins us now as he does every Monday at this time. Sam, Michael, Don, and Peter, how are you doing today?
All right. How you guys doing?
We're doing okay. How tough was that one to take? Not getting a touchdown against the 31st ranked defense in the NFL. Was that a particularly tough one to swallow?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, I thought there were a couple drives, especially earlier, that good first drive, and then we had a couple before the half as well where we just got to finish in the red zone. And, you know, we feel like it would have been a different game, obviously, and you know, came out in the second half way too flat and didn't do enough on offense, obviously.
Any idea why that was?
No, I think, you know, for us, we just didn't execute the way that we needed to as players. And, you know, and for me, I felt like I didn't get the ball out in a timely manner in the second half. I felt like, you know, I could have gotten back in the pocket a little bit more instead of hitching up when I didn't need to. I felt like that just caused a little more havoc than I needed to. So, yeah, some things I could have corrected there in the second half for sure.
Now, Sam, you are always so calm and composed after the game and when you come on with us on Monday as well. I think I'm wondering, and fans are wondering as well, are you angry about this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's this isn't fun. You know, not winning any games, it sucks. But at the same time, for me, I take it one day at a time. And, you know, I know leaving the field that I put everything out there on the field and I gave it all I had. And obviously it wasn't enough and I didn't do enough to win that game yesterday. But, you know, I do have the peace of mind knowing every single Sunday, every single time we go out there and suit up, I gave it my all.
Is there anything you can point to, Sam, that makes it different, that makes right now the way it feels different than the final eight games of last season?
Say that one more time. You kind of cut out a little bit.
Is there anything that feels noticeably different right now when things are so difficult as opposed to the second half of last year when you guys were able to put together some wins?
Yeah, I think, you know, we were able to finish a little bit better in the red zone. I think that's because once you put together a couple drives, which you did, you know, when you finish in the red zone, you score touchdowns instead of kicking field goals, you just feel a little bit different going into halftime. And with that being said, you have a little bit of momentum to kind of ride into the second half, and we just didn't have that.
Is it difficult, Sam, to get motivated to play? I mean, how devastating is it to just be 0-13? How do you stop yourself from sagging? How do you stop yourself from feeling sorry for yourself?
No, I mean, we're always motivated to play. We're a prideful group. You know, every single guy on this team has a reason to play, and everyone has their why for why they play this game. And for me, I love the game of football, and everyone on this team does. And we all, you know, I've said it every single year or every single day this whole year. You know, every single guy in that locker room is amazing. You know, we got great coaches. You know, we have great people in the building. It's just about putting it together on Sundays, and that's really it.
Do you feel personally that you have regressed from last year?
No, I mean, obviously I haven't been playing as well, but, you know, I definitely don't feel like I regressed by any means in terms of, you know, me personally getting better. I feel like I'm continuing to see the field and continuing to get better at just with experience, just seeing different defenses and different coverages and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I feel like I'm just continuing to get better and, obviously, sometimes the stat lines and all those things don't really show it. But, you know, with more experience, I feel like, you know, I get better every day. I just got to continue to work hard, keep my nose to the grindstone. And, you know, I feel like at the end of the day, like, it's all going to pay off one day.
Now you always tell us, you know, you got to block out the outside noise. But I mean, there's a chance that this team could go 0-16, and if they do, there's a chance that they could take a quarterback. Do you ever sit back and go, these could be my last three games as a Jet? Do you allow yourself to think like that?
No. No, if I think like that, then, you know, I'd be in the dumps every day, and I wouldn't have the mindset I have now. So, I mean, I'm really taking it one day at a time and working my butt off to try to get a win this week.
Are you the long-term answer for the Jets at quarterback, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I truly believe so, and I want to stay here my whole career. I said that the moment I got drafted. You know, I believe that the day I got drafted. So I just want to, you know, I want to win games, obviously, and I believe I can do that and be a good quarterback in this league.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You know, I'm sure when you say things, you believe them. You said, you know, you have great players, great coaches. Great players and great coaches don't lose 13 straight games. So if the players are right and the coaching's right, then what has gone wrong?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like we just got to execute a little bit better. You know, some games haven't gone our way, and, you know, some games have been blowouts. I feel like there were a couple games where, you know, we could have won. So, you know, it's just a matter of putting a full four quarters together, and that's it.
You know, I wonder sometimes, Sam, you are so accountable, and you're such a great team. I mean, Keyshawn Johnson was on last week. He said he'd be throwing people under the bus. It's not me. It's the people around me. You continue to talk up the coaches. It's got to be something other than it's got to be something that you can't or won't say. Because as Don said, 0-13, things have to be wrong there. It can't just be all hearts and flowers. There's got to be something diametrically wrong with the Jet situation for them to be 0-13.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, when you lose games, everyone's going to take the blame for it. I mean,
but you're the only one who does. You know? Nobody else does. You're the only guy who comes on here and you take the blame alone. Your coach doesn't even take the blame.
No, I don't think that's true. I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of coaches on our, you know, on our coaching staff, and that would, you know, be willing to say that, you know, they didn't, you know, coach well enough. And there's a ton of players that say that they didn't play well enough. I mean, it goes back and forth. And, you know, I think for us, it's just, you know, continuing to work and get better every day. But, you know, I'm 100% sure that a lot of the players and a lot of the coaches think the same way. When we lose, everyone looks themselves in the mirror and, you know, says, what can I do better before pointing the finger? And again, that's what I refer to by, you know, the type of character that we have in the locker room and that we have in the building.
Sam, this obviously has to be the worst year of football of your entire life. You've been very good at football for a very long time. Who have you confided in, players, friends, former players, family, to sort of help you through this?
Yeah, I mean, just everyone. Everyone that reaches out and wants to help out or, you know, text me. But, you know, at the end of the day, I have a good, close, you know, friend group and family, and obviously all my teammates and coaches that, you know, I can rely on and lean on during this time. And again, my teammates and my coaches, we're all going through this together. So those are the best guys to be able to talk to during this time.
Sam, we thank you as always, and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.